let's move back to our time certain items, 1186. Are they here?
They were not expecting this to come up till 11.
Okay, then we'll wait. Let's move to 1187.
1187, require activation of closed captioning on televisions in public areas.
Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. As everyone recalls, we held a public hearing on this issue in July. Council asked us to do additional outreach and more discussions with particularly the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association. We have done that. We are comfortable with the ordinance as originally proposed, and I'd like to proceed to the vote.
Okay. Mr. Fritz, I have just a question of procedure. A gentleman grabbed me when I was outside for a second, saying that they had been here at the last hearing and didn't have an opportunity to testify. So I guess the question is there any new issue, or are there any group of people that have not had a chance to testify on this based on the procedure we're following?
No, Commissioner. There was no time limitation on the previous hearing. There was a lot of – you were the person who raised the question of additional outreach. So since July, my staff and I have talked with Venture Portland, the Portland Business Alliance, Carol Studeman, one of the advocates, has worked with Steve McCoy, former president and CEO of the Oregon Restaurant and Lodging Association. My staff met with him as well. I held a town hall on September 30th and met with community members at PCC Cascade and had some robust discussion there. And we've looked at various different options and conclude that this is the one that works the best.
And is the policy that we'll be voting on today, is that the policy that the FAA is currently implementing in airports across the country?
Yes, which is that captions have to be turned on.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions? So, yeah, I don't see any particular reason to reopen the hearing. I know we may have heard gotten some correspondence on the subject, but it's the ordinance in front of us is the same one that we held the hearing on, so we should proceed to vote.
Novick?
I think this is an important step in civil rights in the city. I want to note that I did consider offering a couple of amendments. There was a suggestion that, well, shouldn't the captions only be required when the sound is on? Because if the sound is off, then everybody's in the same boat. And my friend Carol Studeman observed to me that, how are people without hearing going to know if the sound is on or off in order to know whether they should complain? And I thought that was kind of an insuperable obstacle to that idea. There was also a suggestion that I considered that we could have that requirement of sound on, sound off only for athletic events, because some sports fans are concerned that the captions might obscure some of the action. And for one thing, Carol informed me that there is caption technology available that is much less obscuring than we might have seen in the past. And also the city attorney said that kind of content discrimination would be illegal. So I passed on that as well. So having thoroughly considered various possible amendments, I am not proposing any, and I am pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, thanks very much to everybody who gathered here today on all sides. Thanks particularly to Carol Studeman, David Veers, Stephen Brown, and Jim House for your work with my staff to get this done. Thanks to Steve McCoy for meeting with my staff and his efforts to work with us. Thank you to the community organizations for your support, the Oregon Association of the Deaf, Hearing Loss Association of America, Oregon State Association, Oregon Communications Access Project, which is a local grassroots advocacy group that is credited with implementing captioning at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, University of Oregon, Oregon State University, Portland Trail Blazers, and many others. Thanks to Jasmine Wadwitz on my staff, who's done a great job on this one. I do need to note, I had a note. What did I do with my note? I've lost my note, so I'm going to have to do it from memory. That, it's always dangerous. That this ordinance applies to all public places, which are defined as even if you have to pay to get in, that's a public membership, that's a public place. So it applies to gyms and other facilities as well as to restaurants, bars, and other places. It doesn't apply to federal and state buildings, but that's federal and state law, so we don't need to state that in the ordinance. And this ordinance benefits everyone. It promotes access for everyone. And I am not concerned that it's going to impact business in Portland's public places. In fact, I think it will rapidly become the standard for the nation, that people will flock to be able to, like I do, monitor the sports game at the same time that I'm pretending to be interested in what my the person I'm having dinner with might have to say. Well, I usually am interested, but I like to watch the sports at the same time. As a pretty rabid sports fan, I am convinced that this is not a problem for sports fans. So I'm really proud to be sponsoring this. I very much appreciate all the work that was done. Commissioner Fish, I do appreciate your asking us to take more time and to get more input. The more input I get, the more convinced I am that this is the right thing to do. Aye.
Fish.
Well, first of all, for anyone who doubts that Commissioner Fritz is a rabid sports fan, I encourage them to send her an email at 12:30 on Saturday and see if you get the customary prompt response. You won't, of course, because she'll be in Austin Stadium cheering on her beloved Ducks. Commissioner Fritz, thank you for your leadership on this issue. I think through this process, the council has learned a number of very important things. And for me, one of the most important things was learning that 1 in 5 Americans have some kind of hearing loss or impairment. That's 20% of the people in this country are immediately impacted by the action we're prepared to take today. I think collectively the people in this council share a core value, which is that one of government's primary responsibilities is to remove barriers that get in the way of people exercising the full rights of citizenship. And I think access to information is in fact a basic civil right. I appreciate the outreach you've done, and I note that we've, particularly from the Portland Business Alliance and Venture Portland, we've received no negative comments. And in terms of sports bars, as someone who also enjoys going out and watching sports and having a beer, I think this is something that we can all adjust to, and I have a feeling technology will catch up with this resolution so that it will have negative impact on anyone. In fact, it will simply make it easier for all to enjoy sports in public venues. So, Commissioner Fritz, thank you for your leadership on this, and today I'm proud to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Aye.
Hales?
Well, good work, and I think this is another case where Portland has thoughtfully tried to make this a city that's hospitable for everybody. So I appreciate your good work, Commissioner Fritz, and the advocates. As long as this doesn't have the unintended side effect of having the Portland Airport actually install more televisions, then I'll be a happy guy. As someone who traveled frequently in my previous career, one of the things I love about the Portland Airport is that we don't have televisions blaring at us at each and every gate, and I certainly hope we never become that airport. But I digress, and this is good work, and I'm proud to support it. Aye.